Great. All right, I am also recording now. Mikey.
Jonathan.
Can I ask you a quick cue?
Ask me a quick cue.
Hey, what are we doing?
Can I have a second to think, please?
Sure.
We're talking about the Premier League.
Yes, we're back. We're back and better than ever. We're talking about the Premier League. No.
The answer to that question.
To be determined, actually, I'll say.
Yeah, to be determined.
I'll give us that.
I could, yeah.
All right. But, Michael, in something I will soon explain, I've got a little business to take care of.
Really? Some business?
Yep. Just let me find this. Okay, let me play it. Here we go. Are you tired of all this political bickering? Are you upset at the... Okay. Looks like our little track there that I played had some... That was the rough draft of it. Here's the final draft with no interruptions. Here we go. And click. Are you tired of all this political bickering? Are you upset at the lack of intelligence all these current candidates have? Well, have I got a candidate for you? Marty Lastovica, the only ginger, the only graphic designer, the only part-time comedian, not the only ladies' man. Now please, ladies and gentlemen, hear from a grassroots supporter of Marty Lastovica for president.
He's got my vote. Easily. Easily the front runner.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just one supporter. Become the second today. Lastovica 2016. Click. Okay, folks, for those of you that
was awesome.
Were expecting a little bit of talking about the Premier League, that was, believe it or not, the Jonathan Rembold Network of podcast's first advertisement. Folks, Michael, Keith,
we've got a sponsor.
And myself, we are professional podcasters.
Well, soak that. Dressed.
Let that soak in, Mikey.
This, correct?
Oh,
we can.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad we're professionals because I am dressed like this is my fucking job. I got a shirt and tie on. I even left a coat on because we're professionals now.
Wow.
We are professionals now.
Mikey, and if I can let my bowels speak, they've been very excited. There's been a lot of movement lately. So I think we're both ready to be making money at this.
Excuse me, I had a burp, but I'm so, so ready to be cashing in on, obviously, our untapped talent potential.
That's right. All right, well, Mikey, I feel like we should start this episode of talking about the Premier League the exact same way we started about the last episode of talking about the Premier League. Do you remember what we did, Mikey?
I can't say that I do.
All right, we looked at the table. Now, last week...
Let's look at the table.
Well, not last week, because a lot of stuff went on. I'll talk more about that on... Gateway to the Beltway. That's more of a loosey-goosey kind of podcast. This, we're professional. We get down to business, damn it.
Absolutely. I'm wearing a tie.
I don't know if you've heard. Michael's wearing a tie. Okay, so the last episode, we went down the Premier League table. However, it was in alphabetical order. No games have been played. We are in the midst, the grip, the jockstrap, if you will, of game week number 3. Do you know what that means, Michael?
It's game week number 3. Two games have already been played.
That's the answer I was looking for. You are not looking good for the quiz in the quiz segment whenever we choose that to be. Okay, so going down the table, Manchester City with 6 points. Michael, our combined favorite team, can you name it?
Who are the Foxy Passions?
Foxy.
Yes, Leicester City with 6 points. Liverpool with 6 points. Manchester United. Yes. God damn it, with 6 points. Boo. Everton in a surprise, which we will most certainly be talking about. Swansea, I believe my sleeper pick to be pretty good.
Actually, your sleeper pick was Crystal Palace.
Okay, well, listen to this. Crystal Palace with 3 right underneath. West Ham, Norwich, Aston Villa. Arsenal at 11th. Wow. Watford, 12th.
Good for Watford.
Stoke City, 13th. Keith, I'm sorry to say it.
No, Tottenham City is 14th.
Not according to ESPN FC.
Well, they're tied. They have the same goal differential.
Alphabetical order.
Oh, okay. All right.
Stoke City, 13th. Tottenham Hotspur, Keith, our fallen comrade who cannot be on the podcast tonight, but will be on talking about the Premier League to give us his take on the Spurs and how awful they are. 14th.
I would say 14th is comfortably bottom table.
Comfortably bottom half. That is correct, Michael. Newcastle United, how are they still even in the Premier League? 15th. Chelsea, 16th. Let me say that again. Chelsea Football Club, 16th place. With a goal differential of -3, two games played, one draw, one loss.
I'm just going to throw this out there right now. I picked Chelsea to not qualify for the Champions League.
Ah, Mikey, well, this podcast is about education and fun, not patting yourself on the back. So a big old FU from here in Kirksville, all the way to you in Chesterfield.
If you haven't noticed already, we are not in the same room.
That's correct.
We are, in fact, 3 hours away.
That's right. That's the beauty of the internet and telephones.
Technology.
Ah, the best.
It's
all
a
right.
Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful
That's right.
thing.
Southampton, 17th. Now here, what's really interesting.
The relegation zone.
The relegation zone. Number 18, West Bromwich Albion with 1 point. And AFC Bournemouth with 0. And Sunderland, who was my lock to be relegated, with 0 points and a goal differential of -4.
They are on the highway to the relegation zone.
Yes. Oh, it's sad to see. It really is. Now, let's talk about, obviously, we're going to talk about, oh, God, Mikey, we are talking about the Premier League.
We're talking about the Premier League.
All right. So we've got Manchester City in first place. And I have watched both Manchester City games. I do not know if you have seen both Manchester City games.
I have.
You have?
I have.
Great. So, can we not agree that this is the best that they've looked since their last championship run 2 seasons ago?
I will say that they have looked very, very good. However, beating Chelsea 3-0 on paper is an incredible victory. But if you watch the game, it was closer than the scoreline suggests.
I will agree with you, but when Mourinho stated after the game that his team was the best team in the second half,
that is an absolute falsity, lie.
Mikey, what was the score in the second half?
Beginning of the second half?
No, in the second half. What was?
Oh, it was 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0
to? 2-0
to
what?
2-0 to Manchester City. Man, this
to Manchester
we are
City.
Professionals. Let
Professional.
Me say that again.
Professional. So, I'm wearing a tie.
Mikey, I've pooped recently. If wearing a tie and pooping recently are not the two signs of professionalism, then goddammit, I don't know what is.
I don't know what is either.
Michael's wearing a tie, my bowels have moved, and we're talking about the Premier League.
We are talking about the Premier League.
Talking about the Premier League.
Talking about top of the table.
Talking about Manchester City.
Talking about pretty good start.
Talking about beating the champs.
Talking about beating the champs without their goalkeeper.
Talking about goalkeeper shouldn't have kicked a guy in the leg.
Talking about not going to argue with that.
Talking about is Pellegrini okay? He looks pretty sick.
Talking about I think he's been sick for a long time.
Talking about, is it a wig?
Talking about, we're professionals, and that's the end of Talking About.
All right, that's been Talking About. All of you know that if you tweet out everything that we just said in a note and then send it my way, J_rollsdeep, you,
or someone.
Someone, Mike.
Someone, Mike.
M-I-K-E, you. Y-O-U. Normally, I'd say you'd get a free lunch, but our favorite presidential candidate, Marty Lastovica, he took me up on that. He took time out of his busy campaign run and tweeted that to me, and by golly, I bought him a lunch, so I will not make that mistake again. Just tweet at us so we know who our, you know, who our friends
and
are.
And you will be entered to win a free lunch.
Ooh. I like it.
To be determined.
Now, there needs to be more than one person to enter.
So Marty, we love you, but
so feel free.
You're only going to be entered.
That's right. And if no one else takes the time to do that, it will not matter that you tweeted that to me because there will be no contest.
No contest.
Okay. Now, Manchester City, we were talking about them, my favorite team. They look phenomenal. Joe Hart, two clean sheets in two games. Simon Mignolet, I'll give him props. Two clean sheets in two games.
Two clean sheets in two games. Wow.
Now, the difference...
Sheets were cleaner than Martin Skrtel's head.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't had a clean thought in years.
At least years.
Michael, when was the last time you think he went to... is he Croatian or Serbian?
He's Serbian.
When do you think the last time he was where he went to Serbia and ethnically cleansed, I don't know, five people?
What time is it right now?
Right now it is 9:38 Central Standard Time.
Okay, probably about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, I was going to put the cap at 10, but glad we're on the same page there. So we've got Manchester City, who in my mind, and we've discussed this, I know very little about soccer. The ins and outs, the X's and O's, if you will, but they look really good. They control the ball. Sergio Aguero looks to be playing like one of the top strikers in England, if not the world. And Joe Hart controls the game. I wouldn't trust him any farther than I can throw him, but he's been doing well lately, and clinically really that's all insane. That matters.
Clinically insane.
Yes, yes. The results have come back from the clinic, and
he is insane.
Not good. Not good. So, Michael, you know
yes.
the X's and O's, the ins and outs, if you will.
Yes.
What have you been seeing out of Manchester City?
You know, it's hard to tell because Vincent Kompany isn't a guy that's going to score every game. Yet, he had two goals this year.
Indeed.
Two of this team's six. Now, I don't know how
Hey, when your head's that big and you throw it at the ball, good things are going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Good things are going to happen. But, you know, they looked really good. And with recent additions of Nicolas Otamendi.
Otamendi. Ooh, that was on my list of things to ask. Otamendi.
He, he was a defender for Valencia, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And routinely handled the likes of Messi, Suarez, Neymar, Ronaldo,
Messi,
Gareth
Suarez,
Bale.
Neymar, Ronaldo, Gareth Bale.
Routinely handled them very well. So he's a guy that it could really be a game changer, especially when... Kompany playing as well as he is right now needs a lockdown center back counterpart. So,
all right.
Great signing.
I'm glad that he's good because, as I've said, I don't know the X's and O's. I don't know the ins and outs, if you will. And that signing just to me seemed like money. So, and today I heard that De Bruyne might actually still be coming to City. So that.
It's
Michael, you can't say groin on the podcast.
De Bruyne.
Michael, stop.
De Bruyne. Kevin
oh.
De Bruyne.
All right, well, with that being said, I've heard that De Bruyne might be on his way to City.
Now, they have about 20 guys that can play world-class football. How are they going to get all of them on the field and happy?
Here's what I'm going to say to that, Mikey. Do you think that a guy who played for a total of 15 minutes when he lifts up the Premier League, the Champions League, the Capital One, the FA, and the International Guinness Summer Champions Cup, do you think that he'll be sad or do you think that he'll be happy?
That's an interesting question, because James Milner, former City player, now a Liverpool player, left for that exact reason. He felt like he wasn't being a part of things. He felt like he wasn't playing as much as he would have liked, even though they were winning, and he left. So only time will tell.
Well, Michael, I don't think that James Milner lifted up the sextet that I just described, which is what City will do this year. Just kidding. I see them getting kicked out of the semifinals of the Champions League, not caring enough about the FA Cup. They might win the Capital One Cup, but I do
see
them.
Happening.
I see them as the favorites for the Premier League, which is really what we care about here. Because Michael, what are we talking about?
We are talking about the Premier League, and right now, after just two games, I'm gonna have to agree with you. They will be the favorites going forward,
and that makes me happy.
Hard.
Ooh. Okay.
Happy.
Yep. Nope. Also hard. Okay.
All right. Do you want to head and go move on to Leicester City?
Let's move on to the Foxy Passions.
Foxy.
Oh, man.
Foxy. All right. Moving on.
I think we covered all we needed to.
Well, you know, as much as I love them, they've scored 6 goals in 2 games, which is very good, but they've also allowed 3.
Yes. You're not going to win when you allow 1.5 goals a game.
Yeah, so look for them to slow off. But Leicester City, here to stay.
I do not. If they get relegated, I will be shocked.
They just came up last year. Last year was their first year back, and I think they're going to be here for a while.
Yes. Yes.
We've got a good young core of players.
For those of you listening that do not necessarily follow the Premier League, looking at you, Marty. Looking at you, Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
Michael, we're professionals now.
Brendan Fraser? From The Mummy?
No.
Brendan Fraser from The Mummy. I love your work, Brendan.
Okay, not the same Brendan. It's a different... Okay, all right. Okay,
Brendan
moving.
He's one of those actors that you don't really... You're like, oh, you kind of recognize him. Like, oh, what else is he in? But you can't really remember his name. So shout out to you, Brendan Fraser.
Sure. Great, yeah. It's a different...
I love The Mummy.
Yep, I do too. It's a different one, though, from the... It's Brendan. It's a different Brendan.
I don't believe you, but okay. All right,
We'll talk about it later. So for the people that don't necessarily have a Premier League team that they follow, looking at Marty, looking at the aforementioned Brendan, Leicester City is an interesting team to watch. They are young. They're fans. They're fast. They're foxy. Mikey, can I get a high-pitched foxy?
Foxy.
Thank you. They play aggressive football, and they look to score. Will they get scored on? Yes.
Yes.
But will they score goals? Will they put the ball in the back of the onion bag? Mikey.
In the back of the onion bag.
Can I get a high-pitched yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Foxy.
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 Foxy passion.
All right, now, Mikey, I'm not going to lie. I have not been doing as good of a job as I should have. I have seen bits and pieces of these two Liverpool games, Liverpool being in third place. Talk me through them.
Here's
what I've seen. Just let me put this one little nugget in there, and then I'm out of the way. Now, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. I'm not the biggest knowledge haver of soccer. Don't know really the X's and O's, the ins and outs, if you will. But Roberto Firmino on this podcast was described as a tank. He was described by you as sexy. He was described by you as someone I could see myself marrying. He was described by you as the striker of our future. He was described by you as a great purchase. He was described by you as someone who's going to score a lot of goals. He was described by you as not really being a striker. He was described by you as being someone with great hair. He was described by you as being, I just came.
Racially ambiguous.
He was described by you as being racially ambiguous. He was not described by you as someone who would barely see the field. Talk on that.
Well, when Philippe Coutinho is playing like the best midfielder in the world, you don't need a substitute.
But here's my thing, Mikey. You guys play one striker. That leaves.
Correct.
And you do not play five in the back.
We play five in the middle.
You're telling me he can't fit into one of those five spots?
Well, James Milner is on the wing.
Okay.
Along with Jordan Ibe. And those
okay.
are two positions that Firmino would not do sensationally well in.
All right, so you've got three. So you've got Emery Chan playing a defensive midfielding spot.
Henderson and Lallana are playing the two defensive midfielders. And Firmino, if you haven't noticed, is
not a great
defender.
Right. I was just getting rid of spots that he could play.
So that leaves one spot, and that spot being owned by the little magician, Philippe Coutinho.
All right, now, Mikey, I'm not the biggest guy with the X's and O's, the ins and outs, if you will, but I knew that last year Philippe Coutinho was a stud, and he needed to play. So why do you not get a high-level wingback? Why do you not get a striker who Benteke?
Get a high-level wingback.
Who?
Joe Gomez, 18 years old.
Has he played?
18 years old. He's started both games.
All right. Like I said,
we're going to loan him out early in the season, but, you know, he's getting the job done.
Hey, like I said, I'm not the biggest with the X's and O's, the ins and outs, if you will. So my apologies.
Hey, you know what? It's okay. But, I mean, it took a wonder strike to break the draw in week one. And it was just solid, solid play that got us the goal this week. Our defense has given up, you know, one or two chances that they probably should have scored, but either Mignolet made a save or the other team missed their chance. But the defense has been incredible, incredible, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that can continue.
But now, are you worried about the production? Are you worried about the goal score?
I'm not, because James Milner is going to get his 6 or 7. Jordan Henderson is going to get his 8 or 9. Coutinho is going to get 12. Benteke is going to get 14. It's going to happen, and it happens every year. Brendan Rodgers, known for not starting strong. He's a backdoor finisher.
Oh boy! That's why I got the new teeth.
I mean, when you're in the back, when you're ramming the back door that often, you need some new teeth.
Well, you grit your teeth when you're closing the door, you know.
Yeah,
but then
and sometimes
then when
like
you go in to open the door and your mouth springs open, it's rough stuff.
It is, and if you're going too fast and your face hits the door or something.
If you're going in and out and in, and then you jam something or it does, you know, it's you gotta be careful.
Bad news. But we haven't started strong this year, not gonna lie. But our defense has picked up the slack, and looking forward to Liverpool.
I am too. They've always I don't like them mainly because you like them, but I respected Stevie G. I like Coutinho. Skirtle's always fun. And, you know, I hope they lose to City, but I hope they do well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Continuing down the table, Manchester United, a big FU to Man U. They're the worst. They should
Fuck
not.
Fuck you, Manchester United.
So far,
Sorry,
they've
Brendan
won.
Brendan Fraser.
They've won via. No, he should be rooting for Leicester.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser is a known Swansea fan.
Oh, God, I'm so confused. Okay. Man U, they've scored their two goals, one on an own goal.
I love the mummy.
And another on, I don't even remember, but it's ridiculous. They should not be in fourth. They don't look strong.
No, they, as the kids say, they don't look strong.
What? What do the kids say?
It's like strong, but instead of a T, you use a K. It emerged from a typo.
Okay.
And It's really really catching fire. Strong.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Hashtag strong.
Hashtag strong. Let's get that going, everybody. For all, Mikey, can we get a hand count of our listeners? Rattle them off.
All of them?
Yeah.
I can't do that. They have to listen to us talk about the Premier League.
Okay.
Listen from the beginning.
Oh, that's true.
If you want to be entered to win a free lunch.
That's true.
Entered to win. Restrictions apply.
That's right. The restrictions are there needs to be more than one person entering.
Marty.
That's right. Yeah, looking at you,
Marty. Actually, you know what? We're going to set the bar. It's got to be more than three.
More than three?
Because if all Marty right. and Brendan Fraser...
Oh, they could collude.
I don't know why Brendan Fraser would need us to pay for his lunch. He seems to be doing pretty well for himself.
When's the last time you saw him in a movie?
See, he's one of the. I just talked. He's one of those guys that you never really recognize.
Oh, true. True.
He's just such a great actor.
True.
Such a great actor.
All right. Well,
I love The Mummy.
Don't we all? All right. We are 25 minutes in. Let's fly through these teams. You know what? Yeah.
Fuck them. Let's just fuck them.
I like it. All right. Mikey, Do you have a segment lined up, or can I hit you with the TBTPL quiz for Mikey?
You know what? Go ahead and hit me.
All right, here we go. What?
Across the face. Go on.
Okay. Wait, what?
Yes, go. Hit me with your quiz.
Hold on. Are you trying to start a fight club via the podcast?
Marty and Brendan Fraser, if you're listening. Yes.
Okay, great. I think we should table that for our other podcast, talking about beating you up.
Talking about not Fight Club, rule number one.
Talking about not Fight Club, rule number two.
Talking about not Fight Club could literally be about anything we wanted it to besides Fight Club.
Huh. Yeah. Wink. All right, here we go.
Wink.
Yep. Now, hold on. Let's keep our blinking for our other podcast, Moisting Our Eyeballs.
Moist. It's just labeled moist.
That's right. But this
check
week...
check out our moist podcast.
This week, we're going into the science of moistening the eyeball.
All right. Where's your quiz?
All right, here we go. Rules of the quiz. You have to answer the questions. You cannot look up the answers.
I won't, I promise.
Okay. Number one. Also, the rules of the quiz are known only to me.
Okay.
All right,
side
here we go.
Note. I hope this recording works because we're 26 minutes in.
Hey, my side will work. It's recording right now.
Mine is also recording, but I'm worried about the sound quality.
Well,
Marty, Brendan, tweet us a rating out of 24.
That's
the
right.
Sound quality of the podcast.
That's right. Rating 1 through 24, 17 being the highest of my sound quality. And then give us another number, 1 through 24, 17 being the highest of Michael's sound quality. All right, here we go. The much-awaited quiz.
It's my first time.
Here we go. Oh, be hard. You always want to be hard on your first time. We'll talk about that later in our other podcast, Growing Up. It's something we all do.
The Moist Sister Podcast, Hard.
Yes. Moist and hard, they go hand in hand. Okay, here's the quiz. Good Lord. We have gone down a slippery slope. That was the topic of our fourth Moist podcast, entitled... it's a slippery slope. All right, here we go. For real this time. Now, remember, folks listening at home, only I know the rules to this quiz. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Number one, who...
Feud.
All right, here we go. Who is on top of the league in the Golden Boot competition?
In the Golden Boot?
In the Golden Boot competition.
Oh, my goodness. I know Lukaku scored twice in the last game, and I don't know of anybody that has scored a hat trick, and I can't remember if Lukaku scored in game one. So I'm going to lock it in, Regis, Romelu Lukaku.
Incorrect.
Really?
Really, the correct answer, I looked it up earlier today, Riyad Mahrez playing for
Leicester City.
The Foxy Passions.
How many does he have?
He has three.
Oh, does Lukaku also have three?
No, he has two.
Dang.
Riyad Mahrez sitting on top of the board with three.
All right.
Now, Michael, for question number two, there's an interesting wrinkle. Hopefully you've read the rules. The all-time best winning percentage in the Premier League for managers.
Of current managers or all time?
You heard the question.
I'm going to go with Sir Alex Ferguson.
Wow, not only did you not lock in your answer with a theme song, you are incorrect. It's Jose Mourinho, 70.2%, Sir Alex Ferguson, 69.4%. Now, ladies 69. And gentlemen, the reason Michael is laughing is because 69 is a sex term. You can listen to our brother and sister podcast, Moist and Hard, to find out more. But what are we doing here, Michael, on this podcast?
We are talking about the Premier League.
We're talking about the Premier League.
Talking about the Premier League.
Oh, I liked the claps. The claps made a noticeable improvement. Now, here we go.
I patted my leg because I have to hold the microphone with one hand.
Gotcha. Can't clap while one hand is occupied.
All right, next question.
For those of you listening at home, that means Michael has never been able to clap.
Ever in my life.
Again, listen to our podcast, Moist and Hard, for the answer. Here we go, number three. Another interesting wrinkle, Michael, I hope you read the rules. Which purveyor of the dark arts is married to popular English singer Daisy Evans?
Pellegrini.
Oh, Michael, not only did you not say a funny and raunchy Spanish catchphrase, you got the question incorrect. It is Jonjo Shelvey.
No way.
Correct.
He's ugly.
Very bald. Daisy
Look
Evans, singer for the popular song group S Club 8, I assume the sequel to S Club 7, married Jonjo Shelvey just this year.
Wow. Good for him. I'm going to look her up. What's her name?
Daisy Evans.
All right. Give me a second. Let's fill the dead air here.
All right. Well, this is a...
Okay. Good for him.
Okay.
He's reaching. He's a four, probably. She's a 7.5 or an 8.
Very bald. What are you going to do?
Yep.
All right, Mikey. Question number 4. Some would call this an interesting wrinkle. Some would call this a smile line. Question number 4. Which newly promoted club is 125 years old?
This is a difficult one.
Well, you have a 1 in 3 chance.
My gut is telling me Bournemouth. But my heart is also telling me Bournemouth. Locking it in.
Wow, Michael, I cannot give you points. Because you did not shout out the number 4 in German to coincide with the 4th question, but you were correct. It is AFC Bournemouth.
Yes.
Up the cherries.
Oh, I'm 100% on this quiz.
Michael, you've gotten 0 points and only 1 correct answer.
Shit. Okay.
I told you to read the rule book. Mikey, question number 5. The best team in the Premier League.
This is subjective.
Not according to the table.
Manchester City.
There you go. Tied. Just wanted to hear you say it.
With themselves, Manchester City.
That is correct. You have gotten. Let's, for the folks listening at home, let's listen and see what Michael did on the quiz. Question 1, he got it wrong. Question 2, wrong. 3, wrong. 4, correct. But he forgot the wrinkle. And for those listening at home, we know that the wrinkle is the most important part. And question 5, you got correct for a grand total of 1 point. Michael will not be moving on to the double bonus mega round.
What's my goal differential?
-4?
I'm getting relegated.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 ow.
Oh, well timed. All right, here we go. So that's all. That's the TBTPL quiz that I wrote for you, Michael.
Yes.
You did not do well.
Correct.
Can you walk us through your feelings?
You know, right now I'm a little hurt. It stings on the inside and on the outside, actually, because I hit myself in the mouth many times.
Okay. Sure.
For getting the answers wrong.
Sure.
But you know what? We're going to come back next week. We're going to try and slide out of the relegation zone.
And, all right. Oh, Michael. God damn it. I like this. Okay. So I will come up with a TBTPL quiz for you.
Okay.
And you'll up your knowledge of the wrinkles.
Okay.
And you will do better and hopefully
get
out of that relegation zone.
Okay. All right. Let's set some rules. Do I get as many points as questions I get correct, or do I get, 3 points for 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5?
You will get 3
for 3, 2, 1.
Here's what we'll do. So mark this down, Mikey.
This is live.
We're coming up with this.
Something.
This is called growth and professionalism.
I'm wearing a tie.
I pooped today. professionalism.
Professionalism.
All right, Mikey, here are the rules.
Professionalism brought to you by DTZ.
That's right. Well, nope. DTZ is not our sponsor.
DTZ affiliate.
In no way. In no way are they connected to the podcast. Let's get that clear right away.
DTZ is the hot new dance group at Parkway Central.
That's right.
They do support the podcast.
That's right. They've got a lot of rhythm. And they can dance. All right, now, Mikey, the rules. If you get the question correct but you forget the wrinkle, 1 point. If you get the question wrong at all, 0 points. So right now, Michael, you have 1 point. Where does that put you on the table, Michael?
What's my goal differential? Oh, -4 because I missed 4 questions.
Yes. Goal differential will strictly be which questions you missed. Excluding wrinkles.
Wow, I am
still relegated.
18th.
No, you're in
18th.
Well, if we're adding you to the Premier League, there's 21 teams. So then
so
you are 19th. So in the new Premier League, you are still relegated.
Relegated. Dang.
Yep. Not good, Mikey. Not gonna lie, buddy, not good.
You know what? It happens. It happens.
All right, we will be keeping tabs on this throughout the Premier League, throughout talking about the Premier League. And, you know, I kind of hope Mikey doesn't get relegated.
Thank you.
Hey.
But then we will also have to add another podcast next year talking about the championship.
Well, if you do get relegated and I have to create a third podcast while I'm a student in college, it's not going to be pretty, my friend. Not going to be pretty.
But it will be professional.
True, true. It will be professional.
Professionalism brought to you by Brendan Fraser.
That's right. Star of The Mummy Returns, The Mummy 3, The Scorpion King, Bamboozled, George of the Jungle. Oh, gosh. What else was he in? That's all I got.
That's all I got. We'll look up a list shortly here of Brendan Fraser.
I think we need a new segment of the pod.
Brendan Fraser? Fraser's Corner.
So next week, Michael will scour the Internet Movie Database and come up with a fun fact about our very favorite actor, Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Should I have a fun fact right now?
No, Michael. We've got to give the people something to look forward to.
Born in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Great. Okay.
Fun fact.
That's just a sneak peek of what's to come next week in Fraser's Corner. Now, Michael, I will also say that we should, during our two scheduled, as of this year, live talking about the Premier Leagues, we should also have an appendix to those episodes where we watch one over Thanksgiving break and another over Christmas break, two of the movies that Rotten Tomatoes deems to be the worst movies starring Brendan Fraser. And we will discuss them after a viewing on
in
this
Fraser's
podcast.
Corner?
In Fraser's. It will be an entire episode titled Fraser's Corner, where we talk
an
about Brendan
episode,
Fraser's.
Not just like a 3-minute. Will there be. Okay, so there's a. Let me get this straight
sure.
For the people.
Sure.
For Brendan himself and Marty.
Right.
We are going to have a couple minutes of Fraser's Corner or seconds of Fraser's Corner.
Right. Well, I'm in
every
Kirksville.
Week. Every week.
Exactly.
Okay, and by the way, folks, I'm sorry we missed last week. It will not happen again.
It will not.
Will not. So Fraser's Corner is going to be a weekly thing, but then special pod editions of Fraser's Corner.
That's right.
Will emerge.
Sometime over Thanksgiving, sometime over Christmas.
Okay, I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Perfect. We can potentially get Keith in on this. We can potentially get the only heard, never seen Jack Smith in on this podcast. It's going to be, we're going to go big.
Go big or go home. That's what Brendan always says.
That's right. All right. Well, Mikey?
Yep.
Do you have anything else?
Nothing in particular, but I'm looking forward to the games this week.
Yes. Can we get a preview of the games this week, along with one game that no matter what team you root for, should be watched? The must-watch of the week, if you will.
Okay. Let me pull this up right quick. We are professionals, so.
All right, Mikey, here's what we're going to do. I've got another advertisement that we are going to play.
Okay.
And you find the must-watch game, and after this break, you let us know what it is, and we'll have our closing thoughts. What do you say?
I'm all in.
All right. Hello. I am a poor migrant Mexican worker. I do not know who to vote for president. All I know is that I want to be a legal citizen. And there is one man who will let me vote. His name is Marty Lestovica. He is the only candidate that will let my people vote for the president. We live here and we work. Why no vote? Marty say we can vote. I am second supporter of Marty Lestovica. Please join me and my people as we try to gain voting rights after working so hard to make your fruit. Gracias, por favor. Y viva Lestovica. All right, well, that was a politically charged advertisement, but
excellent.
Again, we thank you so much for your support of the podcast. So far, Lestovica 2016, can't praise them enough. They're supporting us. Bring these to I would say, less than 10 people that listen. But, you know, here's a little ad for myself.
He's got my vote.
He's got my vote. He's got four supporters. Almost as many people support him as listen to the podcast. Now, for those listening, if you know someone who likes podcasts, just send them to the Gateway to the Beltway channel. If they don't like it, what's the worst that could happen? You lose a friendship, they get so mad, they murder you. You know, it's a risk I'm willing to take. So
I'd be more than willing to take.
Right. So we're both willing to take a risk of you getting murdered because your friend is so angry that you show them this heaping garbage fire of a podcast channel that they murder you. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen.
It is a shit show.
It
is. Not going to lie.
It is. But just send them our way, and hopefully they'll have a laugh, and they'll listen, and then we won't be doing this, you know, for the soul-crushing nothingness that we're doing for it now. So, all right. On that note, Mikey, the must-watch game of the week.
Interesting games this week, as the games to watch are the top two games to watch, I'll say, are our two teams. On Sunday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. Central Time, so East Coasters, be aware, Everton versus Manchester City.
What looked at the beginning of the season not to be an interesting game, looked to be a, I can just watch the highlights kind of matchup, now is pretty frisky. Good choice.
And then also must watch, Monday, August 24th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, Arsenal takes on Liverpool.
Michael, you've picked two pretty darn good games.
Wild card. I've got a third one.
Oh! I like it.
For the Saturday game, so you got a game to watch on all 3 days. So get on it. You got time to fill. Leicester City, Tottenham.
Wow, Michael, those three games that you've picked, I can't argue that they are not the must-watch games of the week.
They are absolutely the must-watch games of the week. I'll run you through the other games in case you're interested.
No.
Good answer. Good answer. Do we have a no? Survey says.
Ding. Number two
79.
Answer.
79. Good answer.
All right. Now, Michael, I think we should end the podcast, like all good podcasts do, with a game of blind rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. I would really like to get this to 45 minutes, and on my recording, it is 44:19. So,
I'm 44:23.
Okay.
This will be a bitch to put together. Thanks, Mikey.
Hey, don't mention it. I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
Hey, we could do a hashtag recap of the episode.
Or we could do new hashtags that they also have to put in their note.
Ooh.
Because we really don't have the funds to be buying people lunch.
Good point. And now they'll have to listen to the whole episode.
Whole episode. Hashtag whole episode.
Hashtag can't cheat.
Hashtag won't cheat.
Hashtag can't stop.
Hashtag will not stop because we don't use contractions. That's all one hashtag, by the way.
Hashtag party.
Hashtag Darty. Tomorrow.
Hashtag Marty.
Marty. Hashtag Brendan Fraser from The Mummy.
Hashtag scarabs. The little hashtag bugs from The Mummy.
Hashtag Fraser's Corner.
Hashtag get pumped.
Hashtag I'm so pumped.
Hashtag get a sump.
Hashtag moist and hard.
Hashtag sump pump.
Hashtag moist and hard sump pump. Not Fight Club.
Hashtag can you get a better ending than this?
Hashtag yeah.
Hashtag I agree, but it's only week two.
And that concludes today's broadcast.
All right. Well, Mikey, here we go. On the count of three, say whether you put down rock, paper, or scissors.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Here we go. One, two, three. Rock.
Paper.
Damn it. You win.
Yes. All right.
That's been talking about the Premier League week two. We can't wait
to talk about the Premier League.
We can't wait to talk to you next week.
Do we have a date yet?
It's either going to come out Tuesday or Thursday.
Tuesday or Thursday. So be ready, Marty and Brendan.
Also, hey, if you want to actually follow the Premier League and you want to tweet at us asking us to highlight a team that you think is interesting or you think that you might like, send those tweets our way and we will work it into the next podcast. All right. This has been Jonathan.
This has been Michael.
And what do we do today, Mikey?
This has been Talking About the Premier League.
Talking about the Premier League.